fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
You've made it to the end of the week, and your reward is a big, fat, gorgeous weekend. And as a small consolation prize, the American Adversaries Drive Time, live on this Friday, August 23rd, on News Talk 660 WORL. Lair Adams here, recovering from laryngitis. Thanks to regular squirt of Roxy Pacifics, Chris.
Helped you out, didn't it?
Absolutely. Someone suggested that last night.
That was a good idea.
Now, our new Syrian ambassador slash expert couldn't cut short her vacation to deal with the world's outrage over Assad's use of chemical weapons against men, women, and children. Now, we saw the videos of their remains. President Obama has shown little real concern. Now, maybe he thinks those bodies are no more important than the young black bodies bagged up in his state every day. Now, if you don't care about them, who cares about dead kids on the other side of the globe? Well, my co-host has lately been promoting the power of forgiveness, doing a great job, too. But how long can you forgive this president, Christopher Hart?
Oh, I knew sooner or later somebody was going to hit me with that. Okay, ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. You are listening to the American Adversaries. That is Lair Adams, who is showing improvement.
I do sound a little better. Yeah. And I think the Roxy's helped.
It definitely has, believe me. If you used it, you will see results. And by the way, folks, every one of you out there needs to have a bottle of Roxy Pacific. Some of you may not have heard it. Just listen for the commercials during our commercial breaks. We give away a bottle every Sunday during our Sunday night show. But it's an antibacterial. It's an anti-inflammatory. You can use it for just about anything. And it's entirely safe. It's entirely natural. It's all natural vitamins and minerals. And you can get a bottle by going to Roxy. That's R-O-C-Z-E-Y Pacifics with an X.net. Or give Ed Roxy a call at 619-654-4829. That's RoxyPacifics.net. 619-654-4829. It really does work. We're getting all kinds of testimonials.
Everybody.
Got one just the other day from a young man. His mother got him a bottle from our Sunday night show because he has bad acne. He's using it. Already sees a great deal of improvement.
Well, believe it or not, folks, at the same time I got laryngitis, I bit the you-know-what out of my tongue. Don't you hate that? Because it's sore for days. I even sprayed it there, and I've seen improvement.
Because it is a natural...
Doesn't taste bad. Salty. Doesn't taste bad, though.
I'm starting to think it's like fertilizer for your skin because it helps you regrow damaged tissue. Replace damaged tissue. It's like fertilizer for your skin. Get a bottle. Try it, folks. $15 will get you a bottle to get you started. If it's not worth that $15, hey, how many times have you bought something at Walgreens or CVS? It's probably still sitting in your medicine cabinet, half used or a little bit used because it didn't work.
And there's not a natural item in those products.
That's right.
This is all natural. It's kelp water.
That's right. Okay, vitamin fortified, kelp water, roxypacifics.net. Get a bottle. Okay, and get ready because we got another big show lined up for you today. And by the way, folks, if you happen to miss last night's show with Colonel Danny McKnight, it was an excellent show. I highly suggest you go back to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and go to our archives and bring it up and listen to it. By the way, while you're there, you can listen to any of our shows that are archived there. Sunday night show was a great show. We've had lots of great shows, lots of great guests, so go in there and check it out. That's AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. And if you want to bypass having to go there, if you would like our shows downloaded into your device as soon as we download it into the system, just go to iTunes and for free subscribe to American Adversaries, and it'll come right to your smart device.
Thank you, Chris. If they don't believe that I don't sound better today than yesterday, they can listen to that show.
That's right. Absolutely. And by the way, speaking of shows, our very own Nick LoCicero tomorrow night debuts his brand new show. That's right. It's going to be called WDW News Radio News. News Today Radio. There you go. Thanks, Nick, for your help. That's Nick LoCicero. Nick, real quick, tell folks what it's going to be about. What is WDW, for instance?
WDW stands for Walt Disney World. So it will be all about the latest news, latest happenings at Walt Disney World. We will give you news about things coming up, whatever's going on, whatever announcements they make, calendar of events coming up. And this specific week, we'll be talking about interactive gaming at the theme parks and where it's headed.
Are you going to be live? Will you take phone calls?
Yeah, we are live 7 p.m. and on 1520 WBZW and our sister station here.
Yep.
And, we will be live taking phone calls. We'll have trivia questions, games, prizes, things like that.
Cool.
And we invite the whole Walt Disney World community of fans to get in on the discussions that we're having.
Well, I don't know, Nick. Personally, this kind of sounds like a Mickey Mouse operation. It sounds exciting. And there is a big community, isn't there, of people that are just totally in love with Disney and Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
Yeah, there really is. And so it'll be fun to bring that to a radio audience.
And plus, it's going to be an informative thing. If you have people coming to town or you just want to go out to Disney World yourself for a particular weekend, you can listen into the show, find out what's going on that weekend, find out what's going on when your friends or relative are coming to town, and really sport them around town big. So
We are. Because, you know, you don't have to be a know-it-all fan to get in on the conversations and listen to us here, because we are going to break down, you know, certain things and let you know certain tips, hints about navigating Walt Disney World, because to some, obviously, it is very intimidating. It's huge. There's a lot to do, and locals should definitely take advantage of it, though, because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Sure enough is.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to admit, folks, it is a small world after all.
Oh, my Lord. We got to move on. Thanks, Nick. We appreciate it, and good luck to you. And we'll be listening in. That's tomorrow night and every Saturday night live at 7 o'clock on 1520 WBZW. And I look forward to that. So now we have another
visionary Disney was.
Yeah, and another great idea for a show, another great programming show brought to you by Salem Communications. So now you have another reason to be listening to the radio on Saturday. You started out in the morning with Carl Jackson live along with Mickey Alvarez, and that's 8 to 9 on 660 WORL. Tomorrow, or at least soon, Sultan Ramza is going to join him as part of that show. And then at 2 o'clock, you can catch Marshall Polston, and he's live from 2 to 3 o'clock on 660. You got John Butler Book, who's live at 1 o'clock on 660. And then at 7 o'clock, you got Nick LoCicero, who's live at 1520. So listen in, and hey, he's going to be giving stuff away. That sounds like a lot of fun, that show.
Can I get a Tinkerbell?
All right, folks. Once again, we are live as well, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock. It's a little damp out there, but the rains have, I think, sort of moved through, and I think we're going to have a nice, cool evening out, so enjoy it. 407-774-8255 is the number. That's 407-774-8255. Tom Tillison is going to be joining us in a few minutes, and then Nostra Dennis is going to pick us up at the bottom of the hour and carry us all the way to the top. Before we get moving on to Tom Tillison, though, first of all, I don't know if you've heard the guilty verdict. This is one of the biggest non-shockers. The guilty verdict came in today for Hassan.
What? What?
Yeah, Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter. Yeah, has been found guilty. Nadal Hassan now will face a sentencing hearing beginning Monday morning, and he wants the death penalty, just like Colonel McKnight said here last night. He wants to be a martyr. So I think no better time than now to implement my policy of doing away with the death penalty, at least in this particular case. Don't give him what he wants.
Well, Chris, you know, I am a proponent of the death penalty, and I don't want to give him the death penalty only because of what he wants. Because let's face it, if his concept was, I'm going to martyr myself, he makes it too easy. You know, the real guys that go get shot, blown up, or whatever. But no, he's going to get a needle, and why don't we just make you exist until you're an old man and rot in a cage?
He needs to rot in Leavenworth, surrounded by his enemy, as he sees them, and surrounded, I say, by heroes like Sergeant John Hatley, who's in there for killing people like him. Okay, over in Iraq, by the way. And that's a subject that we're going to retake again soon, because John Hatley does not need to be in Leavenworth. People like Nadal Hassan do. And this fruitcake, what's his name? Chelsea Manley Manning.
I want to be a girl.
He wants to be a female. Well, they'll accommodate him.
Yes, they will. They will pay for his operation. We will. I'm sorry.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. He won't get the operation. He'll get treated like a female.
Oh, okay.
All right. Enough of that fruitcake. I want to talk a little bit about, I've been talking on this show about forgiveness, and we've teamed up with SoundbiteRx.com, and I invite you to go there tonight after the show. They have put up today, it's a brand new multi-feature, they're calling it. And today's multi-feature is about this 89-year-old veteran who was beaten to death by two young men. It turns out these young men were black men. But to me, at this point, it doesn't matter. It no longer matters the color. What matters is these insane acts. And they are being perpetrated by both white and black. There's a white kid in jail right here in the local jail. I don't know if it's Orange, Seminole, or Brevard, or whatever county, for killing somebody because he wanted to see what it was like. We are raising people who have no respect for living life whatsoever. Why should we expect anything different? So, yeah, Lair mentioned my forgiveness campaign in his opening remarks. Thank you, Lair, for your comments. But tonight's Soundbite RX multi-feature features this man and some forgiveness things in there. So please, go there and check it out. It really is going to be the only way out, folks. There is no other way out. If you think locking this country down like a prison is going to make it safe, look again. Do you ever watch those shows on MSNBC at night where they go into prisons?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't fun. It's Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Okay? That's where our country is headed unless we turn it around. And this is the only really effective way to do it. And it would show the rest of the world the way to go, too. You mentioned Syria. What can Obama do? What can the doofus do? He's got himself blocked in a corner here because he drew the little red line and all that.
Yes.
But what can he effectively do? The only way to effectively solve that situation is to do what we did in Afghanistan and Iraq. Boots on the ground. Go in there and win the war. Don't leave it up to some rebel group who you don't even know who in the world they are. If we go in there and attack Assad to get retribution for the chemical weapons, we're helping Al-Qaeda. Oh, wow, that's a great idea. And by the way, Robert Mueller, he's the outgoing head of the...
What do you think the Russian response would be?
Well, if any Russians got hurt, I would imagine the response would be pretty nasty. And there are Russians, there are Russians advisors and trainers in there right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's another thing we have to think about. You see, Mr. Obama didn't think about all this last year when he drew that line in the sand because he wanted to look tough. He wanted to be a John Wayne. Now he looks like a real big doofus. Not just me, not just you.
Spineless.
The whole world sees him like
spineless.
This. And he represents the United States.
Spineless.
Absolutely. Yeah, maybe he wants, Limbaugh's postulated that he wants to look this way. He wants this appearance because this is what he wants the United States to look like. I think, however, the rest of the world is smart enough to realize that if this guy gets replaced by somebody who has the spine of a Ronald Reagan or something, things will be different. And all we got to do is hold on for 3 years and make that happen.
Well, the rest of the world doesn't vote. Only we do that.
That's why it's up to us. By the way, outgoing FBI Director Robert Mueller gave a very important, I think, news conference yesterday, which got very scant little attention, in which he talks about how the terror threat is still there, big as ever. It's only different now. And he talks about, he calls it diffusion. The threat has become diffused. It's what we talked about a couple of weeks ago on the show, and I said it's kind of like you mow in your yard, and you run over that big old ant pile, and you come out the next day, and you got a bunch of other, thousands of other littler ant piles, and they're all growing big. This is what he's talking about. The threat is diffused. And where is the threat now the worst? The Arab Spring countries. The Arab Spring. Yeah, we call it a spring because that's what we use for laundry detergent. You get that springtime fresh.
Spring's a good
thing. Yeah,
spring's
a good thing.
And Chris Rebirth.
Yeah, let me quote Mr. Mueller. The landscape has shifted, but the concerns are still there. They're just originating elsewhere, he said, listing Tunisia, Libya, Mali, Algeria, Syria, and Egypt have countries of concern. Everyone caught up in the Arab Spring. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Okay, we're out of time in this segment. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. We'll bring Tom Tillison on with us, and we invite you to be a part of the show, 774-8255.
It's the weekend. It is wet. It's going to be a wild weekend. It's going to be a wet weekend. Folks, be very, very careful. We are the American Adversaries, and you know what? We really love the fact that you listen to us, and we want you around for a long time to listen to us. So be very careful. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Tom Tillison on the American Adversaries Live at Drive Time. Maybe my voice will be better.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries on 660 WORL.
By the way, you're welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio, and I'm American Adversaries Drive Time. I'm Christopher Hart and Lair Adams, and we've got Tom Tillison on the line. I'm just so anxious to get going here. I'm sorry. By the way, Mueller, the outgoing FBI director, contrary to what the president would have us believe, sees the terror threat growing, not diminishing. Okay, let's go now to our man from BizPack Review. That would be Tom Tillison. Once again, Tom, thanks for being on our show this Friday evening.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
We're doing real well, real well. Before we get started with some meaty subject matter, Tom, 1 week from tonight, the Save the American Dream Summit starts, and we're going to be out there broadcasting live. But tonight I'd like to promote the event a little bit. So once again, tell us a little about it.
Well, it's actually called Defending the American Dream.
What did I call it?
Save the American Dream.
I'm sorry. Yep.
So it's Defending the American Dream, and it's put on by Americans for Prosperity, and it's going to be a great 2 days, and an incredible lineup of conservatives and some not so conservative, but you can't beat the lineup, guys. We got on Friday, we're going to hear from Governor Bobby Jindal, Governor Rick Perry, Senator Marco Rubio will be speaking, our own very own Governor Rick Scott will also be speaking on Friday. They're going to have a separate breakout session or reception, if you will, for Florida, and that's going to feature Congressman Dennis Ross, who's a great guy, good conservative. Also, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Florida Speaker of the House Will Weatherford will be at that reception. So a lot going on Friday, and if that's not enough for you, on Saturday we're looking at Senator Ted Cruz, Fox News, Greg Gutfeld will be there speaking, as well as Senator Ron Johnson and Bill Whittle from PJTV, who's a great guy, one of my favorite conservatives. The guy's a very entertaining, just a real enjoyable guy to listen
to. I understand Michelle Malkin's going to be there Saturday, too.
Yeah, and I didn't mention Michelle. Michelle's going to be speaking. She's speaking Friday night.
Oh, is it Friday night? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be having an awards ceremony Friday evening, and she will be speaking at that event. I missed that.
Okay, now where can people go to make reservations?
Well, they can go to defendingthedream.org. Friday and Saturday is taking place at Universal Studios in Southwest Orlando. You know, it's going to be a who's who of conservatives will be on hand. They're also doing the Right Online Conference, which is a sort of a counter to what is called Netroots on the left. And so you're going to have all the top bloggers around the country will be there. I mean, this is a place to be if you're a conservative next Friday and Saturday.
Now, considering the summit's called Defending the American Dream Summit, are the breakout sessions going to be teaching people, like, what they could do to get organized or get involved in saving the American dream?
Well, you know, it's a wide array of different topics and subjects. I mean, it covers the whole gamut, guys. I mean, there's just too many to even name, but they'll talk a lot about different things like, bullies on the playground, beating back the bureaucrats, coalitions, costs, credibility, getting your accounts in order, social media activist boot camp. I mean, just on and on and on.
That one right there sounds like a very valuable one, the social media boot camp.
The amazing thing about these breakout sessions, I mean, you've got top-notch folks sitting, on these panels. One of my bosses is actually going to be sitting in on one of them, Jack Benari from BizPack Review. He'll be participating in one of the panels. But, I mean, you're talking top-of-the-line talent on these panels, in addition to the incredible lineup of speakers.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tom. Hold on. We got to go through the hard break. When we come back, we'll talk to you about an article you just wrote. That's defendingthedream.org. Go right now, folks, and make your registration.
Hi, I'm Christopher Hart. Welcome to tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. That's soundbiterx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's Soundbite RX News Minute is being brought to you by Vacation Travel Planners. Listen, folks, it's never too late or too early to plan your next vacation. So when you're planning, call Vacation Travel Planners, 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. We're going to go now to Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com. And, Ted, you're going to be telling us tonight about a very troubling story that just came out of Oklahoma. Please tell us what happened.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Yes, the local newscasters and the news publications are telling us that three black teenagers brutally killed a baseball player from Australia in Oklahoma.
And why were they robbing this fellow? What happened?
The fascinating thing, according to the newspapers, allegedly is that they were bored and they decided to kill someone, and they killed a white baseball player from Australia.
And has there been any media outcry similar to what we might have experienced here in the Sanford area after the shooting that involved Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman?
Absolutely no comment from our government, no call to dialogue about racial relations, no Al Sharpton, and no racial advocates. Just another unreported killing that goes unnoticed except by the victim's family.
Have the perpetrators been caught, and are they in jail at this time?
They actually have been caught, and that's been probably one of the saddest things, that they're in there admitting they did it, allegedly, because they were bored, and yet we have no outcry. We have nothing going on. Obama hasn't come out and said, this looked like my son. There is nothing going on. The outrage that we had with the Trayvon Martin case, nothing comparable.
And where that outrage is missing, but also the outrage is, how can we be raising teenagers who kill people just because they are bored?
I agree. And why aren't we addressing those issues socially?
This is being addressed, however, by SoundbiteRx.com. You tell me that there's the guys over there are working, guys and gals are working really hard, and new information about this subject and other subjects is coming in all the time.
Yes, and we've got more to come on this story and so many other stories on SoundbiteRx.com.
Okay, thanks, Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx. Remember, folks, get the whole story. That's the whole story at SoundbiteRx.com. And now, back to the show.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
Okay, here we go, folks. That's right, the American Adversaries Drive Time. Christopher Hart and Lair Adams back with you this afternoon. 407-774-8255 is that number. We'll get right back to Tom Tillis in just a minute. Hold on there, Tom. Tom Tillis and the BizPack Reviews on our show right now. But Al has called in regard to our biz, or excuse me, our biz, our our Soundbite RX Minute tonight. So let's go to Al. Al, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to figure out why people keep comparing Trayvon Martin to these recent killings done by these young black men who are killing, white people.
Well, I don't know if comparing is the right word. I think that what we are saying is, where is the
outrage?
Where is the outrage? I mean, if you look at the Trayvon thing, in fact, that is the one that should have gotten the least amount of outrage. These type things should be getting a huge amount of outrage, and that's what we're trying to point out.
That poor man was nearly 90 years old.
Well, the one that's came out today is the one Lair's talking about. This one that was talking about on the Soundbite RX Minute was about the baseball player who was killed by the three kids. And Al, it's like I said during the first part of the show, to me anymore, it doesn't matter the colors of the perpetrator and the victims. What's going on here is unacceptable, that we are teaching somehow, some way, our young that life doesn't matter.
Okay, but that's understandable. I get that. But to say, well, how come Obama haven't come out and say, defended the white victims here? I mean,
if that's the impression, then what we're going to do is we're going to make it more color neutral, if you will. The whole point is, where is the outrage, for instance, from the president, as Lair referred to in his opening remarks, about all the young people, mostly black, I'm here to tell you, I'm sad to say it, who are killed every day in our major cities, like Los Angeles, like New Orleans, like Chicago, like Washington, D.C. This is unacceptable. We should be outraged, and yet we are, excuse me for saying so, wasting our outrage on an incident that does not deserve it. And that is the point we're trying to make. So we'll try to make it more effectively in the future, Al. Thank you very much for pointing that out. I appreciate you being out there. I really do. Okay, let's go back now to Tom Tillison, and we're going to bring in Nostra Dennis, our executive producer. Tom, do you see where I'm coming from on that issue? To me anymore, it doesn't matter. Color doesn't matter. There's too much killing going on in this country, period.
Well, the first point I would like to make on that is Barack Obama should never have weighed in on the Trayvon Martin case to begin with.
You're right.
That would have leveled the playing field, so to speak. However, Todd Starnes, who writes for Fox News Radio, he did a piece yesterday, I believe it was, and addressing these issues, and he basically said it was the stench of our rotting culture. And I read that, and I'm thinking, that's exactly what's going on here. This is the breakdown of the family structure that is being perpetrated by the left. They will not admit that, and we're raising generation of folks who have no moral compass. There are no guidelines, there are no barriers, and I'm afraid it's going to get a whole lot worse, because the left is in complete denial. They cannot admit what's happening, because they admit that their policies are a failure.
You're absolutely right about that, Tom. I do think that that is a huge part of the problem. But Eva's on the line, and I want to go right to her, because I think she also has another part of the problem here. And then we're going to go also to Nostra Dennis. Eva, point out what you think is part of the problem with these kids who have no respect for life.
Well, let me tell you something. The mothers who had these kids don't have any respect.
Yeah, but that's not the point why you called.
Yes, it is, because how do you expect the kids to be taught values?
Yeah, but what you said here is that young women having abortion points to
exactly,
a lack of care of life. Right. That's my point. My point is your point about abortion.
But look, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry all started this back in the 60s. Now, they're the leaders of this crap.
Well,
they're the leaders now, supposedly.
Well, they're the latest, some of the latest leaders. But what I'm saying here, and I think that this maybe I got the wrong impression by reading what your call was about here, is that if we are teaching people that new human beings who are still in the mother's womb are somehow not deserving of the respect for life, then why should they respect life outside of the womb? This is the way a young mind works.
Yes, but you're forgetting these young minds have to be tapered and shaped.
Yeah,
and those mothers that are having these babies aren't there.
Total okay.
Strangers are shaping those babies' values.
And that's,
and what you have yeah. is people in daycare and in school. There's no right and wrong.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Eva. I appreciate you being out there. Tom, I think she was just underlining your point more than anything else. Breakdown of the family, people raising kids in a way that obviously isn't getting the job done.
Well, it's about accountability, and she's absolutely right in that respect where the parents are doing a very poor job. Even our president, Barack Obama, perpetuates this victim mentality when he refuses to assign any responsibility or accountability to the parents, a minority parent or not. But when we raise children up and they have no moral compass, they have no guidelines or no boundaries, that falls back on the parents because that's who we learn from, and that's who sets the guidelines for our life.
And who do their parents learn from? They learn from Hillary, who says, no, it takes a village to raise a child. Not you parents. It takes the village, the big brother government, to raise a child.
And we cannot overlook the fact that 70% of black mothers are single mothers. That 70% of these homes do not even have a father in them. So when you've got a young teenage son and you've got a single mom, maybe she's working or maybe she's got several other children, or maybe she just can't handle this young teenage boy, and father's absent. So what happens? They hit the streets and they go wild.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that we've also had the breakdown of the church is also involved in this. And what I mean by that is the government pushing church and the values that church teaches out of society. Let's bring in Nostradamus. Nostradamus, you've been listening to this. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we've been taught, at least most kids these days, have been taught by example, if not by words, that life is disposable. And so, no big deal. If we're bored, we'll go out and we'll kill some guy. It doesn't matter if he was a hero in the war. What do you expect kids to do if they're not given some kind of moral barometer?
Yeah, and I don't think we can leave out of the equation, too, and Claude Smith from SoundbiteRx pointed this out as we were communicating earlier, and that is the politicians, let's face it, politicians, guys like Jesse Jackson, guys like the president, they profit from all of
yes,
this.
Yes, they do.
They actually gain by it.
Gain control.
That's exactly right. Gain control and wealth. So, okay. Go ahead.
I did want to say one more thing that I don't think we can discount the video games, because I think what we're also seeing here, and this is what Todd Starnes from Fox News Radio wrote about, is where we've reached a point where our bloodlust is no longer satisfied by these video games. And now they're carrying this into the street and into real life.
Yeah, I think you put all these factors together and in the equation, and you see the result that we're getting. So, but as I was trying to tell Al, it's at the point now where the color's not the problem. Okay, that's being used by the politicians as though it were, and fairly effectively. But in essence, it is not the problem. We got much bigger problems. If only it were. We actually got much bigger problems with that. Nostradamus?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it leads back to the destruction of the family unit, and it's being assailed on all sides. We think it's 7 or 8 or 9 different issues, but it's really a single issue. When the government can jump in and take over for what's supposed to be a family's responsibility, That's just an excuse to make the government bigger.
And make the culture deteriorate in the process. Tom, I'll give you the last thought on this.
Well, only, again, as I said, the left cannot backtrack on this because they alienate the gay community when you talk about, you know, the traditional family. And they also, you know, alienate the mentality of having, you know, authorities and other people in the community dependent upon the federal government. They would much rather be dependent on the government than dependent on a father figure in the household.
Speaking of dependent on the federal government, you wrote an article yesterday for BizPack Review, and it's this whole thing about Barack Obama wanting to help college students and the cost of tuition and everything. It just reminds me of that old Reagan adage, the 10 scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. This is just another way to accomplish what you just said, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it is, but there's a much bigger picture here, in my opinion, and that goes back to financing the Democratic machine. But what I wrote about was the reality is 7 out of 10 full-time college students today receive some kind of federal assistance from the government or a federal or student loan that's, you know, being handed out by the government. This is the next housing crisis, guys, or the housing bubble. The student loan debt at this point is higher in this country than credit card debt. It's almost at $1 trillion. And we see Barack Obama out here. This is a way for them to politicize this issue, hand it to the young folks in this country who are carrying most of this debt. Ultimately, I think, just like in wealth redistribution, ultimately the goal here is student loan forgiveness, debt forgiveness. And that's a way for them to have these young folks indentured to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd ask Larry to do his Rangel impersonation, but it might really ruin his voice. But
Johnny Rangel!
You actually already kind of sound like
him. Right.
Charlie Rangel said that higher education should be free for everyone. Nostradamus, I know you've looked into this. What are your thoughts?
You know, we were talking last night at Cafe Positano's about health care and the fact that health insurance drives up the cost of health care.
Yes.
Same is true of education.
Third party.
Yeah. We eliminated all student loans and asked each family to go out and go to their local bank and get a loan for their education from their own bank or their own credit union. The cost of tuition at these colleges would dramatically drop.
It basically does come down to supply and demand, doesn't it, Tom?
Competition.
And the government's, you know, providing the money to drive it.
Well, you know, it does in many ways, but, you know, when I remember back when I was first getting into politics here locally, I researched Alan Grayson during his first election, and I was stunned to find out that his number one contributor was over $80,000 came from the University of Wisconsin. And I thought to myself, now, why would a college in Wisconsin be interested in electing Alan Grayson down in Central Florida? Again, this is a way for them to funnel that money. Despite the unions, they fall through these colleges, and it ends up back in the pockets of the Democrats, who then create legislation and create policy that's beneficial and favorable to the colleges, which is breeding ground for their ideology.
You mean to tell me that a public university in Wisconsin legally gave money to Alan Grayson's campaign?
$80,000, and I'm not exact. Don't quote me on that exact figure, but in that neighborhood of $80,000 came from the University of Wisconsin. Either folks who are associated with that university or the university itself.
And Democrats get all animated because Citizens United, the Supreme Court decision, gives the same right to corporations. How do you like that?
Well, that's just one. If you pull up, look at any Democrat politician in this country, I guarantee you, you will see money being donated to them from colleges and universities.
Yeah. Nostradamus, a final thought on that subject?
If we ever get Alan Grayson on the air, I want to make sure Nick has queued up. On Wisconsin.
I didn't know you were a Wisconsin alumni. I thought you were from Long Island there last week. Okay. All right, Tom. Tom, I'll give you the final word. BizPack Review. Tom Tillison.
Well, you know what? I think if the University of Wisconsin is so intent on supporting Alan Grayson, you know, why don't they move them up there and they can have them?
I was going to say, we'll pay the shipping charges. They just take him. great job, Tom. And you'll be joining us next Friday at the Defending the American Dream Summit, right?
I absolutely will, guys. I'll be there Friday and Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you then. And we invite you, ladies and gentlemen, to join us there, too. You can make your reservations at the Defending the Dream. Just go to defendingthedream.org, okay? And we'll see you there. That'll be next Friday.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Here goes Johnny B. Bad, and you don't want to make it mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen, don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad or the American Adversaries or me, just because my voice sounds rough.
Really does sound better.
Thanks to the Roxy Pacifics, guys. I've sprayed it several times today, and nothing else seemed to work, and it's doing it. By the way, folks, this is our final segment here, and I just want to remind you that on Sunday night, you're just 2 days away, we will have, are you ready for this, Hacksaw Jim Duggan back again, and Mike McBath, former professional football player, and also our relationship counselor, Laura Janae, and she's going to tell us about the relationship between Hacksaw Jim Duggan and my co-host, Christopher Hart.
I was going to say, be careful where you go with that.
Okay, I lied about that. All right, now I'm going to talk to our co-host, Nostradamus, because Nostradamus, before my voice gives out, you know, I heard this little rumor about this guy that works for the Department of Homeland Security. He's an African-American gentleman, and he hates white people, and he's preparing for war against white people, and he's in charge of buying weapons and ammunition for the government.
Oops. Yeah, you basically just covered the whole thing. His name is Ayo Kimafi. He has a website that he runs on his own time, not on government time, but... on his own time, he has a website called War on the Horizon. He has dubbed himself the Irritated Genie. And the website sells concert and lecture videos, pro-black, anti-white, and says that there is an unavoidable, inevitable clash with the white race. Whites around the world are determined to exterminate African people in all corners of the earth, and we have to prepare for this global clash.
Yeah, Beck's been talking about this this week, and this sort of thing is what really troubles me, because this is the path that we're going down with all this nonsense and this rhetoric and these false videos being made of the Trayvon Martin shooting, where they depict it entirely different than what it was. You have now Hollywood trying to capitalize on all this sort of thing, feeding us a bunch of lies. And there's a lot of people out there who now feel, for other reasons as well as all this, that there will be a race war. And it frightens me that people actually think that, because there is, to some extent in history, a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that means if you believe it long enough and enough people believe it, it happens to come true sometimes.
We went through this in the 60s. I can't believe they're dredging this back up. And folks, I don't know if you know this, one of our co-hosts here, Carl Jackson, is black. Now, are you ready for this? I would fight to the death for this man, or fight to the death alongside this man any day. So that theory right there, I got to tell you, buddy, is screwed up.
It is the result of people hating one another. That's the bottom line here, folks. There are a lot of people in this country who hate one another. And they find reasons, like the Trayvon Martin thing, to latch on to justify their hate, to actually even feed into that hate. And it's a dead-end street, whether it ends up in a race war or whether it ends up with what we have right now. What we have right now is, by God Almighty, unacceptable. It is unacceptable that our children are killing one another and killing old men and doing it just for the hell of it. We have got to stop it. And the only doggone way I know begins with forgiveness. It has got to start somewhere. And it's got to start with forgiveness, because hate only feeds hate. And if you think violence or more hate is going to cure it, you're dead wrong. And well, people will be dead because you are wrong. And that goes for you, whether you're just some guy out there listening to us right now, or if you're the President of the United States. It does not matter. Hatred is no good. You got to unload it. We got to unload it. Everybody's got to unload it. And when we do, miracles will, by God, happen.
And frankly, folks, I don't have time to go around killing black people. I'm sorry. It's not on my agenda. You know, I've got a lineup of stuff I want to do in my life. That's not anywhere on the list I've written up so far. And I'm looking down here, way down the bottom. It's not even there.
Well, that's a point there. Maybe if we had a doggone healthy economy and a president who knew what he was doing, a lot of these people might be out there working. Nostradamus, we'll give you the final thought on this.
All right. On this website, I'm not even going to tell you the name of the website.
Please do not.
There is an enemies list that Io Kimathi has set up. And ironically, Kimathi's boss is on the list. His boss is President Barack Obama.
How do you like that?
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Well,
it
he's
is.
An equal opportunity hater. He should be in government, right?
Very well put. Very well
That's
put.
Right.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Nostradamus. We appreciate it. All right. Yep. We'll be seeing you Sunday night. It's going to be a lot of fun Sunday night. Once again, folks, we're going to be celebrating our 3-year anniversary, September 1st at Cafe Positano. We're going to do a live remote broadcast. Please come out. We're going to have live entertainment, raffle drawings. We're going to have a lot of fun. Make a reservation. 407-774-8080. Call Cafe Positano right now. Make your reservation for September 1st. We'll be there from 5 o'clock on. 407-774-8080.
Folks, it is going to be an absolutely fun party because they have adult beverages.
Oh.
Well, I mean, for you, but also for us, too. Folks, this is the end of this week. Be sure to listen Sunday night. We'll see you then.
Night, everybody.
Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com. Division of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ as SA.